The Refreshment Club, electrically transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Another half hour of song and fun awaits you, for today's meeting of the Refreshment Club is about to begin. Your host is the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Your master of ceremonies is Don McNeil. And both invite you to listen, linger, and laugh while we entertain you at this time every day, Mondays through Fridays. And we hope that these programs, like cold and frosty bottles of Coca-Cola from your refrigerator, will leave you happily refreshed. Today's meeting of the Refreshment Club will come to order. And let's call the roll. Clark Dennis.
Here I is.
Helen Jane Belkey.
I'm here too.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Everybody's here, Don, and ready to go. You take the meeting.
Okay, let's go through our little daily ritual together, should we? All right, get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves. good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, here we go with Walter Blaufuss and the boys and Crosspatch, which we know you aren't. Today in rather a Scotch outfit, I'd say. By that I mean there's plenty of it, but it's kind of a plaid outfit with a green hat and a green kerchief. Is Helen Jane Belkey, our freshman club honey. Come on, Helen, how are you?
Just fine, thank you, Doc.
Yeah, that's good. You look very lovely there.
Oh, see, thank you.
Your eyebrows are a little different today, aren't they?
Well, I don't know, are they?
Well, I guess you know where to draw the line.
Oh!
I don't want to say anything about that. Helen, you going to do any shopping for Christmas this year?
Well, I don't know. I think so.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm going down by a dress today.
Are you? What kind of a dress?
Oh, I just want a dress to wear around the house.
Oh. How big is your house?
Oh, we women are always misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's... I'm sorry. Women are misunderstood at that. At that, you can't blame a woman for wanting to make herself plain. Why should she, after all, huh? What are you going to sing, Helen?
I built a dream one day.
Well, that's much better in the house, Walter.
On the day we met, I've set a dream apart. Fed it with my shy imagination. Kept it as a prize to keep forever in my heart. Now it's all I own, all my consolation. Oh, a dream one day. Out of a song and a half-whispered sigh, I built a dream one day. Out of a breeze that blew in your hair, I built a dream that vanished in air. Out of a love that was lost on the way, I built a dream.
Presenting the bright sayings of the kiddies from boast to boast, or my child is smarter than your child. All right, here's one. A very hilarious letter comes to us from Mrs. Arthur M. of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Says, my little Johnny had only taken a few music lessons and was anxious to get ahead. He just returned from his third lesson when I asked, well, son, how are you getting on in music? Oh, fine, said Johnny. Then he scratched his head for a moment and he said, say, Mama, how many onions are there in a peck anyway? Well, I was quite surprised at this question. I said, Johnny, why do you ask that? Well, said Johnny, today teacher asked me how many beats there were in a measure, so I just thought I'd be prepared. It's the funniest thing we'd heard. All right. Isn't that funny? The next one, probably just as hilarious, comes to us from Columbus, Ohio. Mrs. John F. says, I'd warned Barbara Jean, age 6, that she must not bother the things on the vanity dresser. I was much surprised later when I saw Barbara Jean crawl up on the chair of the dresser and upon seeing herself in the mirror say, you're going to get spanked if you don't get down from there. We thought it was so cute the way she was up there on that dresser and all. All right. Here, don't choke on these gags, please. The last one comes to us from Chicago. The son of Mr. and Mrs. Don McNeil, Tommy McNeil, age 2. Oh, how did that get in there? Oh, quiet, not yet. I'll tell you when. Is just learning to talk, Tommy is, and he keeps saying, Mama, Mama. The other day, I said to Mrs. McNeil, why doesn't he ever say Papa? After all, I'm around here, too. She said, yes, I know. I didn't intend to tell him who you were until he was a little stronger. All right, quiet. Quiet. Here's the last one now. Absolutely the last, Walter. Little Wee Willie Krenz, refreshment club pianist, said the cutest thing to our leader, Walter Blaufuss. Raising himself to his full height of 6 feet 4 inches, he took the cigar out of his mouth and chirped, S, I'd be glad to play Nola today on Wefestman Club. Wee Willie Krenz did that. Nola. Clark, I asked Helen Jane a little while ago if she was going to do her Christmas shopping. She said she was. How about you?
Yeah, I'm afraid I will, too.
What are you going to ask Santa Claus for this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'll ask him for a razor.
Yeah, that's a good idea. In your case, very good. Wait a minute. What in the world? What does Santa Claus know about razors? You ever seen his pictures?
No.
He's the wrong guy to ask for that. Going to hang up your sock?
Oh, I imagine so.
I am, too. I've had mine on a stretcher now for the last 6 months. Believe me, it's hard to stretch a size 12. It's anything bigger, too. I wrote a letter to Santa Claus the other day. I don't know what happened to the doggone thing. It got away from me. You haven't seen it, have you?
Well, Pappy, I got that letter right here. I found it in my mail, and I wrote something on it. Here, you read it.
You wrote something on my letter to Santa Claus. See what it says. Opened by mistake to see what's inside. Clark Dennett. Oh, I see. Santa Claus is coming to town right now.
Now Santa is a busy man. He has no time to play. He's got millions of stockings to fill on Christmas Day. You better write your letter now and mail it right away. Because he's getting ready, his reindeer and his sleigh. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, swing now, Walter. Oh, boys with their horns, little toy drums, swinging right out like rummy dum-dums. Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly-head gals that cuddle and coo, winking their eyes, they're flirting with you. Santa Claus is coming to town. Now the dancing kids in Danceland will have a jubilee. They'll all start a-trucking right around that Christmas tree. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better swing out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah. Young Mr. Dennis kind of going swing on us today, huh? That was all right. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, last week we started the rug dances for you refreshment clubbers. The idea of this is to do it in your own home, you know. First you find a rug, see? Got one? And then you pull down the shade so there'll be no reflections on you. And then just sort of grab a rug and sling it. Come on, we're going to try it now. Up around, up and down, look out for the piano stool, look out for the piano stool. Faster, 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 faster. This rug dance is known as the dance of the fawns. Some fawn, eh, kid? Boy, what a rug dance you did there. Say, I'm mighty proud of you. A little weary, are you? Well, maybe you better sit down and sort of catch your breath here. What a spot for a nice cold Coca-Cola, huh? How about that, Bob Denton?
Right you are. When you entertain, you're concerned with many things, of course. And perhaps your greatest concern is what to serve. May we make a suggestion? Plan to offer several different kinds of sandwiches. There are many varieties from which you can choose. And for the beverage, give your guests sparkling, delicious, ice-cold Coca-Cola. It's the refreshing thing to do. Everybody likes Coca-Cola. It is quickly and easily served, and it is a grand partner of good things to eat. Get enough bottles of Coca-Cola on the morning of your party, or the day before. Better still, make it a practice to keep a supply of bottled Coca-Cola in your refrigerator for any occasion. Be sure that the bottles are thoroughly chilled. Then when you serve, just uncap the bottles and pour into glasses with ice in them. People like Coca-Cola best that way. You can get Coca-Cola very conveniently, you know, in the family carton that contains 6 refreshing bottles. The carton is easy to carry, and it is inexpensive, too. Your favorite food dealer can supply you. The meeting's yours, Dan.
Okay. You know, Clark Dennis was telling me a while ago that he stopped all his subscriptions to the funny papers while the women's new style hats are in existence here. But I don't think that applies to you at all, Helen Jane. I didn't have you in mind when I said that, although I knew you were coming up here. Because I think your hat is very nice. It's not the way you have it now. Turn it up. Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Hi.
And that's just kind of an ordinary sailor hat, isn't it?
That's right. It's the only kind of everywhere.
The off-the-face model, huh?
That's right.
Get out in the wind here, and it's the off-the-head model, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are all right. Some of those hats, though, the ones, you know, the ones that look like a cross between a small handkerchief placed close to the head and a overturned stovepipe, you know, those things that are tilt. Well, your hat is swell, Helen Jane.
Oh, thank you.
I was just going to ask you about the Hope Chest. I mean, we've been mentioning that now.
Uh-huh.
What? No, there's no ho-humming about this now. This is very serious business. How about a date? I mean, not with me, but I mean, have you had a date lately? Or?
Well, now, Don, you don't worry. I'll tell you about that tomorrow.
You will, really?
Sure.
All right. Tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
I thought you did have a date because a friend of mine, you know who I mean, you know. I was talking to him, and I said to him, I thought you had a date with Helen last night. And he said, well, but I saw her leave her house at 7:55 with someone else, so I got sore and called it off. He wanted you to sing a song for him today.
What?
Still no luck with you.
All right.
Okay, sing it.
I got a rabbit's foot in my pocket. I've got a lucky horseshoe, too. I've got a little elf sitting on my shelf, and still no luck with you. I've got a good luck ring in my finger. I've got a penny that's brand new. I've got a voodoo charm hanging on my arm, but still no luck with you. Now I throw salt over my shoulder, hoping I'll get a break. Never let a black cat cross my path, and even sleep upon a piece of wedding cake. I've got a hunch that the jinx has got me. Well, I don't know what to do. But you can't deny that I sure do try, and still no luck with you. Now I throw salt over my shoulder, hoping I'll get a break. Never let a black cat cross my path, and even sleep upon a piece of wedding cake. I've got a hunch the jinx has got me. Well, I don't know what to do. But you can't deny, I sure do try, and still no luck with you.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Won't you refresh your memories? But bring to me only with thine eyes. Sometimes you look at someone who has a better job than you have, and you get a little envious. Who doesn't? Well, then listen to this. A brand new baby came to my brother's house not so long ago, and now he's the proudest man I know. To my brother, that baby is the grandest thing alive. What if he has the outward appearance of all the other little babies? Aren't there many things about him which distinguish him from the multitude? His gurgle, his laugh, even the way he cries is quite unique. And what if he is like the rest? He's mine, and I'm proud of him. And there my brother emphasized the chief reason for this great pride. Possession. That tells the story. Possession, ownership. Pride springs from this source. It was his baby. And that's one of the big reasons why I like my job. It's my baby, and I'm proud of it.
To look at it, you wouldn't think it so much, but it's mine. That's the big thing. I'm not the president, the vice president, or any of their aides. I haven't a visiting card. My name isn't on the door. People call me by my first name. I take lots of orders and give very, very few. It's so far from my place to the top that I'll have to be a good mountain climber to make the grade. But that doesn't worry me. The big thing is this. About 65% of my waking hours are spent with my work. At least during that time, I'm contented, I'm busy, I'm happy because I like my job. It's my baby, and I'm proud of it. I think that right now marks the first appearance of Walter Blaufuss playing one of his own compositions on the Refreshment Club series. Today it's My Isle of Golden Dreams, a number that I know you've heard many, many times and probably one of your favorites. I'd just like to tell you one word about how Walter came to write this, as was told to me by Mr. Walter Blaufuss, who's standing right in front of me, so he can check me on it. Walter was over... Was it Spain, Walter? Let me get the locale right. Where'd you write this? In Spain, was it?
No, I wrote that here, Don.
Where?
Oh, I wrote that right over here. That's the another number.
Oh, I knew... No, I'm not kidding. I knew you had a little trouble. I thought it was Spain for a minute. Where was it? In New York?
No, right here in Chicago.
Oh.
Right next to the lake, Don.
Oh. Walter lived right next to the lake in Chicago at the time, just as was told to me. And he woke up in the middle of the night. Now, check
that's
in.
That's absolutely right.
Woke up in the middle of the night. He'd eaten a little Welsh rarebit before
that's
he went
right.
to bed. And he woke up with indigestion in the middle of the night, got up, stepped out, took a look at the lake, and sat down and wrote My Isle of Golden Dreams.
That's right, Don.
After that, he went to Europe 6 times on the proceeds. My Isle of Golden Dreams. I see on my music synopsis now, Clark Dennis singing Looking Down the Stars. You didn't write this, did you, Clark?
No, I didn't write it.
Not in Chicago.
No.
Wasn't in Spain.
No.
Didn't have
indigestion. I didn't even write it.
Didn't even write it. Just a song about stars.
That's right.
What's your favorite shooting star?
I don't know.
Mine's Tom Mix. All right, Looking Down the Stars.
Looking down at the stars, we can always remember to love us in June. Looking down at the stars, this is the magic hour when life is more than sweet. All of heaven seems to shower stardust at our feet. Looking down at the stars, I can see their reflections below in the stream. While we drift and we dream, down at the sky. I am lost in the music of summer with you. In a little canoe, the water tonight is a mirror. The earth and the sky seem to kiss. I know we shall never be nearer, any nearer to heaven than this. If we can have the moon, we can always remember to love us in June, looking down at the stars.
Boy, Clarky. Say, come on over here, Clark, and you too, Helen Jane. We'll do a little playlet here, introduce the last number, all right? All right. The scene is the lawyer's office, and the will of the late Jonathan Squilch has just been read, and the relatives are chatting.
And now listen, Mirandy. We know that old Jonathan left you all but $1,000 of his estate, but let's be fair about this thing.
Yes, Mirandy. I'm sure he really wanted all of us to share alike in his will, really.
Yeah, what do you say we all get together and divide up the will evenly?
Yes, let's all share and share alike in old Jonathan's will. Let's pool all the money between us.
What do you say, Mirandy?
Now, sir, my eyes are open. I see what's going on. I get the money myself. The rest of you are out in the cold. You can't pool the will over my eyes.
Time's up, and the meeting's over. But tomorrow's another day, and with it comes another meeting of the Refreshment Club for your entertainment and refreshment. We'll present Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, and our guest artists, the Ranch Boys. This is your master of ceremonies, Don McNeil, saying so long until tomorrow. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.